Where is the Lost Colony? Chapter 2. Hail to the Queen. Justin tossed and turned as he tried to go back to sleep after being awakened by his mother. Maybe if he felt more tired, he thought. He jumped out of bed and began doing jumping jacks, and then tried running in place. His exercise didn't work. Reading might be the key, he thought. Rummaging through a stack of books, he found one that he was sure to put him to sleep, Beowulf. After a while, his eyelids began to flutter, and then he slowly sank back into the land of dreams. There he was. Sir Walter Raleigh was just going through the archway. If Justin hurried, maybe he could catch up with him. He shouted out a couple of times as he ran across the cobblestone courtyard. But Raleigh apparently didn't hear him, or he had no time to deal with a young boy. Finally, Justin caught up to him as Raleigh bowed to the woman in the back of the room. They began talking. Sir, can you help me? Asked Justin as he approached his target. Who is that dares to interrupt the queen? Growled the woman, as she took a step toward him. Justin stared for a moment before he asked, Are you the Pumpkin Queen? What did you say? How dare you make light of royal authority? Queen Elizabeth shouted. Cowering just a little, Justin responded, I didn't mean to make you mad. Your skirt is orange and shaped like a pumpkin, and the top is green and looks like a stem. Unbelievable! You must be short of wits to address me in such a manner, she said as she glanced down at her skirt. I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask Sir Raleigh if he knows anything about the Lost Colony, Justin said, with a slight quiver in his voice. Now the queen's attention swung to Raleigh. You lost the colony? After pestering and prodding me for permission to send settlers to that place and beat Spain in claiming the area, you lost to them? She demanded to know. They're not lost, Your Majesty, said Raleigh. They just misplaced themselves. Snapping her fan to show her displeasure, the queen shouted, Pray tell, how do 100 souls left there in 1587 misplace themselves by 1590? Oh, never mind. Just get out of my sight, both of you wretches. Justin followed Raleigh's lead in bowing to the queen as he backed toward the archway. The queen was still shouting as they left her sight. Prepare a new wardrobe for me at once, and when I've changed, burn the skirt and bodice and bury the ashes, she ordered her ladies-in-waiting. Pumpkin Queen, ha! As Justin stepped into the courtyard, Raleigh let out a bellowing laugh. Pumpkin Queen, you insulted the queen by comparing her with something grown by Indians in the New World. Wherever did you get that idea? Justin, slightly insulted by Raleigh's laughter, said, I don't know why she got so mad. My older sister Jessica is the Cucumber Queen and has a crown, and all her friends are jealous. She says that next year she wants to be the Strawberry Queen, but that she isn't so sure she could win that one because she might not be tall enough. Raleigh stared at him for a moment and then shook his head, as though he were trying to regain his senses. Why, boy, do you ask about the lost colonists? He asked. My grandpa said that if I could tell him where the lost colony is, he will take me to the Outer Banks this summer, Justin explained. And what are the Outer Banks? Asked Raleigh. That's sort of where the colonists were before they were lost, Justin said, surprised that Raleigh didn't know that. Raleigh paused for a second. Well, maybe you need to talk to John White. He was the governor of the colony. Where do I find him? Justin asked. The shrill voice of the alarm clock awoke the dream traveler and he had to put off his search once again until he could find another reason to sleep. This has been a reading of Where is the Lost Colony, made available by the North Carolina Press Foundation, written by Sandy Siemens, editor of the Outer Banks Sentinel, read by Mary Miller of the New York News Publishers Association NIE program, and sponsored by the New York Newspapers Foundation.